Recently for Heritage Foundation, Jarrett Stepman wrote, quote, "For the crime of trying to protect young children from sexually explicit material in the classroom, Florida legislators are being crucified by the media." We're going to talk about this right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Jarrett Stepman, who wrote that in Heritage. The article is called "Don't Buy Media's Don't Say Gay Distortions About Florida's Parental Rights Bill." And we'll have a link to this particular article right here on this posting. Jarrett, thanks so much for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Okay, so tell us what the bill is all about versus what the media is saying the bill is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a bill that is, of course, being pushed in Florida, HB 1557. It's already passed the House of Representatives, the State House of Representatives there. It's now waiting on Senate approval. I think it will come down to a few votes. What this bill essentially does, and I think that the media dishonesty on this legislation, I think, has definitely been even more maybe than it is usually. I think a lot of people have seen headlines that this is the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. You see this many times in the media. In fact, if you just do an internet search, that's pretty much all you'll find in headlines about this. But the bill has nothing to do about not saying gay. In fact, that the word doesn't even appear in this piece of legislation entirely. What it does, essentially, is it prohibits sexually explicit content for young children in K-12 schools, specifically kindergartners through the third grade, trying to prevent sexually explicit material from being pushed onto children in classrooms, very inappropriate ones. I think it's a measure that I think has been done in response to, I think, what has been an uptick of explicit materials around the country that have been pushed in classrooms that are highly inappropriate for young children. I think it's a very reasonable response to what has been happening around the country. I think that this bill, this piece of legislation, is very explicit in laying out that it does not think that teachers in classrooms and schools and administrations have the right to push this sexually explicit content on very young children, that it puts that power back in the hands of parents who will have a say in what their child is being taught. And I think that the measure itself is incredibly reasonable. I think that the discussions about this, again, from the media trying to portray this as some kind of hate bill or hate legislation, is wildly off. It's really Democrat Party messaging. It has very little to do with what this legislation actually does, which I think is what it says. It is a parental rights bill. It's a way to push back on administrations that wish to push inappropriate content for young children.
Do you think that, let's say, one of these broadcasters where they're having a media story on this particular, you know, bill and so forth, do you think that they would be legally allowed through broadcast standards to go ahead and read some of the explicit stuff that they want these children to be exposed to? Children, you know, as early as maybe first grade or kindergarten level. You see my question?
I do, and I think that's a very good point. I think that's something that isn't being discussed here. I mean, you hear the message. They're holding rallies now in Florida saying that, well, this is just – they don't want people to acknowledge saying gay or things like this. They're holding these, I think, oftentimes quite hysterical rallies. But they're not actually getting into what parents are concerned about. I mean, this is a broad-based thing. There was even an LGBT Republican group essentially saying that, no, this material is not at all acceptable for young children. That is a discussion that what is being had with this piece of legislation that parents have every right to be quite concerned with. They're quite concerned with the fact that also a certain ideology is being promoted to very young children. You know, how is this appropriate in the teaching of kindergartners through third graders? I think Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, I think, did a very good job in explaining that, you know, that what children need, they need to be learning how to read. They need to be learning that the basic skills that is appropriate for very, very young children. Dealing with sexually explicit content at that age, or really, I mean, I would say any age, I think is highly inappropriate. And I think parents have every right to take that back from schools, to demand that not be in classroom, and that not happen, I think, under their noses and behind closed doors, which I think has been happening around the country, why there's so much anger on the part of parents why there has been this kind of parent-led rebellion is that much of this has gone on behind closed doors. Many have learned about it now during the time of COVID, that this was getting into classrooms, this kind of material that is, again, highly inappropriate.
So, for example, is the transgender issue part of this thing, you know, where basically they might be sowing seeds of doubt in a child's mind? You know, you may think you're a boy, but maybe you're really just a girl trapped in a boy's body, that kind of thing.
That is absolutely getting it. In fact, there was quite incredible testimony from a mother named January Littlejohn at some of these hearings, talking about how her little girl, who was very young, I believe she was in the second or third grade, was being talked to about gender transition and something that was basically hidden from the parents, was hidden from her. The school essentially told her daughter not to discuss these things with her parents in any sense. It was actually pushed into doing getting part of a gender transitioning program at her school. Again, without any knowledge from the parents, is intentionally putting a wedge between children and their parents, saying essentially giving the message to children, don't trust your parents, trust the school. I mean, that's what they're saying. And I think that is a big part of why this legislation is so important. Again, why it's called a parental rights bill, because that kind of thing is happening in schools. You can hear it from this testimony, and this woman is certainly not alone. You know, that's what's happening in many public schools around our country, and many parents aren't aware, or they won't become aware until potentially a lot of damage is done to their children. And what this bill does is it moves those discussions back into where it belongs. It belongs with the family, it belongs to the parents, it belongs in the home, not coming from a kindergarten teacher. And I think that that's an important distinction here.
And as your article even points out, unfortunately, so far, this media distortion campaign is quite successful at present.
It has been quite successful. I mean, it's been an ongoing storm. I mean, even, you know, President Joe Biden jumped in and basically called this a hateful bill. And I think that has been the narrative. I think that there's been a lot of pressure on Republicans in the state, many of whom support this, but they're feeling a lot of heat right now. And I think this may come down to a few votes. Governor Ron DeSantis hasn't said one way or another where he's going to stand. He seems to be quite supportive of this piece of legislation. But I think what's going on is there's an intense campaign to flip a few votes in Florida to make sure that this doesn't pass. And really, this doesn't become, I think, a model for other states, because I think what happens there in Florida, what happens with this piece of legislation, is very much going to become a model for what happens around the country. I think that's why you see a lot of aggressive left-wing forces pulling out the stops to derail this in a state that's had a lot of, I think, successes in the last few years. I think that there's an attempt right now to nip this in the bud to ensure this doesn't happen in other states. I think that's why it's such an important battleground. It's such an important battleground for what has been a wider scale rebellion from parents to find this stuff quite unacceptable, and how many of our schools promote these ideologies and promote inappropriate curriculum for young students. And I think that, again, that's why this issue is so important around the country and not just in Florida.
Okay, and what about the just even the phrase from the media, don't say gay? So in a sense, what they're saying is that what DeSantis wants to do is censor, you know, any kind of expression of gay people or something in the schools. You know, and basically they're, you know, I'd like you to elaborate on that. I mean, because the phrase itself, don't say gay, you know, it almost makes that does sound like they're trying to be discriminatory, of course. But, you know, but you're totally right. I mean, this is totally belongs to the parents. And, of course, biblical morality teaches something totally contrary to the radical homosexual agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right about when they're talking about this don't say gay. I think it's a false notion. Nothing about the bill says that there can't be free discussion within classrooms or among children in school. It does absolutely nothing about those kind of discussions. What it's meant is to prevent, I think, a radical gender ideology being promoted in curriculum by teachers and by administrations at local public schools, at state public schools in Florida, and having that basically be in the curriculum and used as, I think, indoctrination. I don't think this legislation in any sense curtails any actual debate on the issues. What is essentially trying to prevent is in both indoctrination, I think, for with a radical ideology, and also prevent, I think, extremely inappropriate material at age inappropriate in every sense being essentially foisted on young children. And I think that is something that, again, people across the board, even many on the left, I think they should be for. A lot of this material is not appropriate in any setting, let alone for kindergartners or first graders. And I think people have very much a right to be upset. A classroom is not necessarily a free speech environment. These are things that are created by the people of the state. Even in public schools, they are under direct control by the people. There's, of course, input from administration and parents and teachers, and that's how it should be. The message that they're getting right now is that teachers and administrations have every right to essentially set an agenda outside of the purview of the parents and the people of the state. That is absolutely becoming a message. And what this bill, what it is doing essentially is saying, no, that's incorrect. The people have a right to control the curriculum of their state, to say that some things are unacceptable. And they're taking that prerogative right now. And I think, again, that is why this is so important, and this general fight against institutions that I think do very much want to promote a radical ideology.
You quote Charles Moran, president of Log Cabin Republicans, and you've kind of mentioned this earlier, but he is part of a Republican, gay group or whatever, and he said, as far as a third grade and younger demographic is, quote, entirely too young of an age bracket to be having these types of very adult and very complex conversations around sexual orientation and gender, specifically gender identity issues. It's not appropriate subject matter to be teaching at that time, is the bottom line. That's what Moran says. Has he gotten a lot of pushback and feedback against that? Just like we know DeSantis has gotten some, and as also, as you mentioned, the Florida lawmakers in favor of this bill.
Yeah, I think what a big part of this is there's just an avoidance of that discussion at all. I mean, I think that the narrative that they're trying to promote is, again, that this is just simply a don't say gay bill. It is a hate bill. Ugh. And that's that. They don't want to have to explain, I think, to parents and people essentially that what this is doing is getting sexually explicit content away from very young children. An issue I think still in America most people believe in, that we shouldn't have that as something as part of a kindergartner's education, that is entirely inappropriate. And I think that, frankly, is just simply common sense. And I think people see that. The way this has been messaged is to avoid that discussion entirely, to portray this entirely in a way that has nothing to do with reality, in an effort to derail this. And I think it's a disgusting tactic. And I think ultimately it'll fail if the right information gets to the right people. And I think that is why it's important now to push back against this, I think, rampant disinformation campaign about something that's very important.
Well, thank you for writing this article. We have 30 seconds left, and really the issue boils down to this. Parents or educats? Who's in charge of the kids? Education.
I think it's a great way of putting it. And I do encourage everyone – and I included this in my article, a video of the parent, January Little John, speaking out on the Florida House bill about how this affected her daughter, the relation with her daughter, how gender ideology was pushed on her daughter without her knowledge, trying to get between parents and their children. It's an incredibly powerful testimony. I think it's a warning to parents around this country why this sort of legislation is necessary right now, and how the educrats want to push this ideology on young children. It is important that parents have a say and they have an outlet to push back through their legislatures and through organization at the local level.
Jared Stepman, DailySignal.com. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you now.